in. Now this is truth in the song. This fellow walked in and he just picked him up a sack of flour and ham, and he said to the storekeeper, he said, "You see, I'm taking this." He said, "I'm not stealing." He said, "If I ever get a job, I'll pay you for this." Mm-hmm. And the one, he never asked him. He says, "I'm not stealing this." He said, "My family's starving." He says, if I get a job, I'll pay you for this." He said, "I'm not stealing. I'm just taking this for my family." And then he never asked the guy.
Huh. Well, the guy obviously had enough integrity to tell him what he was doing.
Yeah, the man was honest. There was a lot of good, honest people that made crooks out in that Depression. Just dogged them until they made crooks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get the wrong man as a storekeeper there, and it wouldn't be easy to do.
Yes, sir.
Send him away to jail for 10 years and let the family starve.
Yes, sir. Oh, it was hard. Oh, I tell you. I had a friend I used to be with him. He was on the police force in Detroit, Michigan. And he came down here once in a while, and he told me, he said, "We're going to have a civil war." He says, "They can overpower us up there just any time that they know." He says, "The city of Detroit's broke," and he says, "The factories is all sit down, they're going in there sleeping at nights."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "We're going to have a civil war."
Mm-hmm. And we were up in a little town about 40 miles from Detroit then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were down in Toledo in 29, I remember. And then, I think we just went out to California and came back. My dad had a little gas station there. And then I think we went back to California from there. No, we moved up to Jackson. That's about 60 miles west of Detroit. And then we went to California. He had work. It was sort of dismal stuff.
Yeah. I kept him going, you see.
Yeah. He made enough.
Yeah, keep going, you know. That's a great thing, you know.
We didn't have any savings.
No, I'll say not.
They cleared it out. He thought he was in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. That was in 1928.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy, 10 years or something.
He had some stock, and he had money and savings and loans.
Mm-hmm.
They paid good interest.
Oh, boy.
He sold two or three businesses before then, mm-hmm. put the money back in the bank, mm-hmm. invested some. They all just disappeared.
Oh, I said it. I'm telling you, there's something going through that. It's got worse dangers.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to start, you just go to ask me a question.
Well, we're working now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know it. Well, that's fun.
Well, what did you grow in your garden? You told me about tomatoes and potatoes and beans.
Oh, we grow cabbage, lettuce. Oh, I tell you, let's see. We just grow everything it was. Now, they come from Zoe and on. We just, we just had to go to waste out there. We'd give it away if we could, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you grow all those things that you grow under the ground and bring them up and dry them?
You mean potatoes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what we do? My dad, we got a cellar in the house here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd fix boards, you know, and things that way. And you know, we let them mature, but you know, the vines dry up and mature. Mm-hmm. See, he knows when I did too, you know. Then we'd take, we'd dig for a half day, and we'd carry them and put them in there, you know. Maybe 40, 50 bushels. And that lasts us all, last time next spring we still had potatoes.
Hmm. I bet they were good, too.
Oh, they was good. They sure were.
What are these things you get from the stores now?
Oh,
it's making me sick.
That's it. Man, I'll tell you, we just raised everything here.
It's almost as though people only raise culls now.
That's it. But you see, it ain't no one but just me and my wife. Well, this here I can't eat on anything, you know. Well, don't pay me to put it out anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're on a tight diet?
Well, I never know what I'm going to eat, Robert. I had some of that rice yesterday, and it got me.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's too much starch in it, you
uh-huh.
see, this blood, you know. But I'm feeling pretty good now, but I was kind of sick last night.
Well, am I taxing?
No, I'm feeling good. I'm just fine. Couldn't catch me any better.
Well, if I do, just let me know.
No, I've got a good day, and I'm glad you're here.
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, Robert.